When relocating to a new city, purchasers frequently have a tight deadline to sell their house. Because of a work transfer, you might be moving but continuing to work for the same employer. Check to see if they can assist with some of your relocation expenses if you're moving but taking up the same position at the company. Let's move on to more real estate questions. It is entirely up to you. Today's home shopping is unquestionably more convenient than ever before. The ability to look for houses online and view pictures, even before leaving your living room, has revolutionized the house purchase game. Convenience has never been higher. But nothing compares to seeing how a property looks and feels in person. When you make an offer on a property, your real estate agent will require a banker's check as part of the paperwork. Checks are equivalent to cash, and the deposit is generally between 1% and 3% of the purchase price. This action shows the seller that the buyer's offer is genuine. Therefore, the earnest money is made in good faith. A mortgage broker acts as a third-party go-between, handing the funds from the buyer to the seller. The check or cash is put in a trust or escrow account for safekeeping. If a deal is made, the earnest money is applied to the down payment and closing costs. Without an agreement, the money will be returned to the buyer. Important: if both parties agree to a contract, but the buyer backs out later, the earnest money may not be refunded. Inquire about safeguarding your earnest money deposit and how to protect it, such as through offer conditions. A buyer should know the deadline for a seller's response, which can be essential both in timeliness and experience. A reply should include the time it will take to execute the offer and any special conditions that must be met. You may want to give them at least 24 hours. Sellers have the option of accepting or rejecting an initial offer. However, a third approach is quite popular. Sellers can make a counteroffer. Remember that a deal isn't considered dead until it's dead. As a result, if the seller makes you a counteroffer, you're still in the game. Remember that negotiations can continue long before reaching an agreement. This is not uncommon, and it's part of the job description for realtors. Each revision must bring both parties closer to agreeing on the terms of the transaction. Here are a few more real estate questions. Yes, you must have a home inspection if you want to use an FHA or VA loan to purchase a house. Inspections are not necessary for other mortgage types. However, they are strongly advised because faults in the house can go unnoticed. Home inspections provide comfort and security after one of the most important lifetime purchases. It's not necessary, but it's a bright idea. Final walkthroughs allow buyers to double-check that nothing has been altered since their initial visit. A follow-up trip confirms that everything is as expected per the terms of the deal, if repairs were requested as part of the offer.